Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
From Radio Bulgaria, we continue with arts and artists.
Sofia Cinema House hosted an interesting screening. Stanislava Kalcheva presented her new movie named That Opened the Eyes of the Living. The occasion, the 1000th anniversary of Bulgarian Tsar Samuel. The film was shot in the autumn of 2013, mainly on the Holy Echoes Island. The team followed the footsteps of the leader. Their travel started from his school spot on the island, across the Belasica mountain where the defeat and blinding took place, followed by the gate of Trajan Mountain Pass, where Samuel marked a victory over Basil II. Does the team reach Vidin, where Samuel started his career as a ruler, according to some versions?
Предстоеше по някакъв начин да отбележим тази годишнина и не само връщане назад в историята. Мисля, че
we were to mark this historical moment in Bulgaria, Stanislava Kalcheva says. However, this movie does not only take us back to history. I was thrilled by the chance to touch our young characters, the artists, with this subject, leading them along Samuel's traces. We're happy with our work and its result. I hope that the creative energy invested crosses the line of the big screen and reaches the audience. I hope everyone who watches the movie will ask himself who we are, what we were, and where are we headed to. The director invited 7 young artists to participate in the project. Samuel Stoyanov, Ralica Kutseva, Stefana Mitova, Anna Dobarova and Zlatin Orlov. 2 of them, Desi and Mladen Vrapchev, created the giant paper wings with messages on the subjects written on those. In my opinion, their work pushed the whole movie and demonstrated its idea, Stanislava says.
Може би от желание наистина за по-нестандартно и по-артистично.
I wanted to present my idea in an artistic manner, and that was why I opted for characters being artists. It is interesting to see old frescoes appearing under their brushes. They had read about the historical period, they had scanned miniatures of Manasi's Chronicle and illustrations from the book of famous Greek professor Nikolaos Mutsopoulos. It all turned into a cause for them.
Този филм всъщност се случи благодарение на това, че Стани ме покани.
The movie was ready thanks to the fact that Stanislava invited me to take part in a project she had won at the National Film Center, cameraman Krasimir Andonov says. We didn't know each other, but quickly found common language. We still live with that movie. Now we try to distribute it to a larger audience. It is about to reach cinemas. All viewers so far say it deserves recognition. The subject and the historical spots thrilled them all. We had interesting meetings with locals who used to say that all people in the Balkans are linked together, only politics separates them. Their meeting in Greece with Professor Nikolaos Mutsopoulos, who had discovered the grave of Samuel, was particularly important. Красимир Андонов gives us more details.
Ние се срещнахме и с професор Мацополос, който реално намира костите, който е изключително достолепен и обича.
We met with a professor who is an extraordinary scientist who loves Bulgaria. No matter his age, he turns into another person the moment he starts to talk about Samuel. The professor said very interesting things about the bones, the way he found them and linked them to historical facts, proving those were Samuel's. He told us about the basilica he found the bones at. The beautiful colors of autumn, the incredible places where such dramatic events took place in the past, and everything else that remains untold might be seen and heard at the cinema if one decides to watch That Opened the Eyes of the Living. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.